The OHCHR report was guided by a UN General Assembly resolution recognising Crimea as a territory of Ukraine temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation. Fiona Fraser, who led the investigative mission that was denied access to Crimea itself, told journalists in Geneva that the evidence was clear.
A key finding of the report is the grave deterioration of respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms in Crimea over the past 3.5 years. This is a direct consequence of the occupation of the Crimean Peninsula, which led to the imposition of the Russian Federation legal framework, as well as the refusal by Russian Federation authorities in Crimea to allow criticism or dissent.
She said at least one extrajudicial execution had come to light and hundreds of prisoners have been transferred to the Russian Federation in defiance of international law, including some who then died due to lack of medical treatment.
Most of these violations, which include arbitrary arrests and detention, torture and ill treatment, and enforced disappearances, have not been effectively investigated by the authorities. For example, the UN Human Rights Office documented cases of 10 men who remain missing after disappearing between 2014 and 2016, and 9 persons arrested on charges of spying or sabotage activities, at least 3 of whom claimed they were subjected to torture or ill treatment.
All of Crimea's citizens have had Russian citizenship in effect imposed on them, and those who reject it or do not qualify have been discriminated against in contravention of the 4th Geneva Convention, said Human Rights Chief Zayd Rad Al Hussein in a statement. The convention was adopted to protect civilians in time of war. He said there was an urgent need for accountability from Russia and redress for victims in Crimea. Those who opposed the 2014 referendum and other critics of the occupation have been particularly affected by judicial and law enforcement changes, says the report, including journalists, bloggers, civil society activists and supporters of the outlawed Crimean Tartars institution known as the Mejlis. OHCHR's Fiona Fraser outlined 20 recommendations arising from the report to the Russian government, the Ukrainian authorities, as well as concerned member states.
As the occupying power, it is primarily responsible to ensure human rights protection, accountability, and redress for victims of human rights violations. There are also recommendations to the international community to support unfettered access to Crimea by international and regional human rights monitoring mechanisms, and to remind the Russian Federation and Ukraine to abide by international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Ms. Fraser said every aspect of Crimean life had been impacted, including education, where the number of students being instructed in Ukrainian has dropped dramatically to just a few hundred. Matt Wells, United Nations.